This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Today concludes our three-part series celebrating the 10-year anniversary of the Florida State College of Medicine. Morgan Shepherd brings you the last part, a formula for success.
The Florida State College of Medicine has encountered its fair share of critics and obstacles over the years, but it's now thriving and proving that a different model for a medical school can work. John Fogarty, the current dean of the College of Medicine, has witnessed firsthand how opinions of former naysayers have changed over time.
We gave an award to a faculty member here in Tallahassee last month to somebody that refused to work with our medical students in the first couple of years because he was convinced it's not working or it would never work. He's now one of our big believers, and it was wonderful to give him that award and have him really validate that everything we've done has been all in the right direction.
And the proof is in more than the opinions. Statistics show that to date, over 20% of graduates from Florida State's College of Medicine have been named chief resident in their residency programs. That's no doubt due to all the experience the Florida State students get in their medical school training. Last year, Florida State med students oversaw more than 136,000 patient visits, sharpening their interaction skills and their bedside manner.
I'm hearing stories from faculty that our patients out there actually look forward to seeing our students. They spend time with them, they listen to them, they engage with them. I really think we're making a difference in their lives.
The difference is simple. Doctors who graduate from Florida State University are a distinguished breed. Just ask the CEO of the Association of American Medical Colleges, Daryl Kirch.
What impresses me so much about what FSU has done over the last 10 years is their very focused, purposeful intent to create a different kind of doctor, a patient-centered doctor, a doctor who understands there are populations out there with very special needs who haven't been getting the care they deserve. All the students I've met here, I would be pleased to have as my doctor taking care of me when I'm most in need.
As someone who made a profound difference in the founding of the medical school, perhaps former President Sandy Dallenberg sums up the 10-year anniversary milestone best.
I'm now sitting in the Thrasher Building, one of the most beautiful buildings, structures on campus. I see the information center directly across the hallway and see students in there doing work at computers and doing their studies. I see the rooms upstairs where teams of students come together to do problem solving. And I see these programs operating in branch campuses. And I just come away with the immense sense of pride. Finally, I see physicians in the medical facilities that I go to, graduates of Florida State University College of Medicine.
And to think, it all started with a drive.
God, it's been a great ride.
Reporting for Florida State Headlines, I'm Morgan Shepherd.
For more information on the Florida State University College of Medicine, visit med.fsu.edu. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Matt Rausch. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.